I am not Pastor Rosanna, but in order that the children not be sitting in the pews waiting too long, we've decided that we're going to just begin, and when Rosanna joins us, we'll welcome her. So we're going to begin with the prelude with Lori Davis's choir.
Thank you. extend a warm welcome to each of you. This is, I think, the most fun of our Christmas Eve services, and it's famous for ringing our bells. That's how we celebrate. And so I hope everybody brought a bell to ring. Let's ring them now. Yeah? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, ringing the bells. And we'll be able to ring them again when we sing Joy to the World at the end of our service. But as we begin, we're going to sing together, O Come All Ye Faithful. And the best way, I think, is if we can stand and sing our Christmas carols and really get the energy flowing, right? If we stand to sing. The first two verses. Take our bulletins and join together in our unison prayer. This is the prayer that we say to begin our worship service. Okay. Let us pray. Give us, O God, such love and wonder that with shepherds and wise men and pilgrims unknown, we may come to adore the Holy Child, the promised King. With our gifts, may we worship him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
I would like to invite all the nursery school children who are currently enrolled, all the CPNS alumni. It doesn't matter how big you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you want to get ready, you better come up now, and we're going to sing together and ring our bells.
Don't be shy. Come on up. Come on up.
Come
Thank you so much. I just want to give a special thanks to Mrs. K for the ministry of music that she does. It's so special to see the different generations of youngsters coming through and learning those songs and joining together in this just really remarkable community at CPNS. So thank you so much. And now we have the opportunity for our special... our special Christmas offering that we're taking tonight will go to support the mission and ministries of this congregation. And in a spirit of Christmas, let us join our hearts together in prayer. Dear God, we thank you so much for the love and the generosity that you show us. We thank you for the birth of your Son, Jesus, and for all that he means in our lives. We dedicate our offerings to the work that you're doing through this church. We ask that you will bless it in every way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Wonderful. Now, I ask that everyone who has bells, could you take them and put them underneath your seat? And then, when we sing the last song, Joy to the World, we'll ring the bells again. And now, while the grown-ups sing number 44, this will be the time when the children will go back to the narthex to participate in all the special parts. Number 44 is O Little Town of Bethlehem. Now we get to hear the story as it comes to us right from the Bible. About that time, Emperor Augustus gave orders for the names of all the people to be listed in record books. These first records were made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So everyone had to go to their own hometown to be listed. Joseph had to leave Nazareth in Galilee and go to Bethlehem in Judea. Long ago, Bethlehem was King David's hometown, and Joseph went there because he was from David's family. Mary was engaged to Joseph and traveled with him to Bethlehem. She was soon going to have a baby, and while they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son. She dressed him in swaddling clothes and laid him on a bed of hay in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Oh, lay in a manger, no.
That night, in the fields near Bethlehem, shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once, an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I have good news for you, which will be for all the people. This very day, in the city of David, a Savior is born for you. He is Christ the Lord. And you will know who he is, because you will find him dressed in swaddling clothes and lying on a bed of hay in a manger." And suddenly, there were with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, peace on earth to everyone who pleases God." After the angels had left and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying on a bed of hay in a manger. When the shepherds saw Jesus, they told his parents what the angel had said about him. Everyone listened and was surprised, but Mary kept thinking about all this and wondering what it meant.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born. Shepherds are there watching, over silent flocks by night.
When Jesus was born in the city of Bethlehem in Judea, Herod was the king. And during this time, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and said, "Where is the child born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, he was worried, and so was everyone else in Jerusalem. Herod brought together the chief priests and the teachers of the law of Moses. He asked them, "Where will the Messiah be born?" They told him, "In Bethlehem, just as the prophet wrote, 'Bethlehem in the land of Judah, you are very important among the towns of Judah, for from you will come a leader who will be a shepherd for my people Israel.'" Herod secretly called in the wise men and asked them when they had first seen the star. He told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, let me know, so that I can go and worship him too." The wise men listened to what the king said and then went. The star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was, and they were thrilled to see the star. When the men went into the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother, they knelt down and worshipped him. They took out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and gave them to him. Then the wise men were warned in a dream not to return to King Herod, so they went back home by another road. The shepherds returned to their sheep, praising God and talking about the wonderful things about Jesus. Everything they had seen and heard was just as the angel had said. And Jesus grew in wisdom and with favor with God and all the people. And now let's join together in Joy to the World and ring our bells.
Glory, the in thrive.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord and receive God's benediction. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all and remain with you forever. And have a very Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.